El futuro tiene nada más que la confrontación.
Hey, welcome to Unpopular Opinion with your host, Adam Dodd Brown. He used to write weekly columns for a bunch of internet places, and he would use those columns to put forth the craziest opinions. Then he'd come on this show to defend those opinions. Then the robots took over. Joining us today, he's the co-host of this show, so it's kind of bullshit that I even have to read anything about him. We could use the space for a good cause or something. Hashtag fastball at chess. Anyway, we missed him last week, and we are sorry that he is back. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff May. Also joining us, he is a fantastic comic who you might remember from his recent appearance on ListCast. If you are ever in Los Angeles and have a chance to go see him tell jokes, you should definitely do that. We are always happy to have him here. Ladies and gentlemen, Travis Clark. It is going to be a great show.
Oh shit, I forgot to start the clock.
Oh, okay, so now we're recording.
Well,
it's good to know that online-stopwatch.com brings you all your online-stopwatch needs.
Travis, who do you trust for your online-stopwatch needs?
/ stopwatch is who I use. Yeah, is that bad?
You're a real piece of shit.
Wow. I'm so sorry.
That was like that time that Jeff Gordon drank a Pepsi after he won the Coke championship or vice versa. I remember that. Yeah, that's what happens when you work at a trucking company in your college. People talk about what Jeff Gordon did.
Yeah.
A car driver, right?
Yeah.
Race car, not just a person who owns a car.
Yeah, he owns a.
He's an Uber driver.
He has a Prius.
Remember that time that an Uber driver picked us up and he was drinking a soda we didn't like? That was the worst.
We're like, this Uber's brought to you by Pepsi. None of this Coca-Cola garbage.
How funny would that be to just get in an Uber one day and demand that they switch out the bottled water?
Yeah.
We're sponsoring this now.
Yeah, we're Evian people here.
Yeah.
No, Polish just Spring. You clearly just moved here.
A Polish Spring. Poland Spring.
Is that what it is?
What it means to be from Maine. Yeah.
I feel like I was still Poland in the ballpark. Spring. I was in the ballpark.
Yeah, you were very close.
Yeah, I was close. Yeah.
You can't get there from here, Poland Spring.
I love Polak water. So
hey,
good.
Hey, you better be hoping people aren't listening to this. Hey.
No, not on this show, pal.
You unscrew it from the bottom.
You're gonna
get the problem with it?
You're gonna get the old Polish Navy after you keep talking about that.
Oh, references only your parents would get.
Yeah, it is. Hey, yo.
Because your parents really hate Polish people.
They do.
Your parents' generation that about your parents.
Hates the. You know what? Okay, so I grew up hearing those jokes being told, like secondarily. Yeah. And so when I was in science class in like fifth grade, fourth grade maybe, and somebody said Copernicus was a Polish scientist, I was like, was he? Were they? Wow, I was lied to. I must have been way younger than that. I must have been.
He pointed his telescope at the ground. That was his problem.
Yeah, but I was like, really?
Yeah, I heard a lot of Polish jokes as a kid too.
Yeah,
that was really weird.
Yeah, what did they ever do to deserve that?
Nothing. No, I guess nothing. Well, I mean, I think they got into a little bit of it, like when they were fighting off in like World War II, when people were using tanks and they were still using horses.
Yeah,
I think that was like people gave them not a lot of. It's like making the French surrender. You know,
it could be like an immigrant thing too, because I grew up in Illinois, so it's weird that I heard so many Polish jokes.
I grew up here in California. Same thing. We just nonstop. It was just Polak, Polak, Polak. Yeah,
because we get an extra day off of school in Illinois
just to tell Polak.
of a Polish guy named Casimir Pulaski. So it's weird that. Yeah, Polish jokes are so.
He died because he only had one arm, and
you waved at him in the tree, and he fell. Yeah.
That's what happened. Oh,
so bad.
They're white, so it's not racist.
Yeah.
Well,
No, I think Jeff's right.
It's nationalist.
There you go.
Xenophobic. Yeah. And in Trump's America, apparently that's A-okay.
We got to stop the white on white violence.
Oh, you
know,
it's
a real problem.
No, I don't. I feel like we could let it go a little longer.
Yeah, no, I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Jeff is white on. You are white on white violence as a as a
my body's yeah. existence.
You are a human analog version of white on white violence.
Yeah, yeah. I am. I'm like the two face of New England. Like half of
but
my
you face, have one face.
Half of my face is like the scarred, aggressive New England guy, and the other is like the liberal arts, like white collar degree guy. He's just always flipping a coin to decide.
You're flipping
which,
a liberty which, coin yeah. all the time to figure out which one you got to be. Yeah.
Which JFK coin I'm gonna catch. Am I going to punch this guy or teach him about, you know, what happened to the czars?
Am I
going to
punch this guy? Am I going to go fuck Marilyn Monroe? That's what I got to figure out.
So welcome to Unpopular Opinion, everybody. Have we introduced the guests, even?
I think it's...
I don't think we did.
No.
Travis Clark.
Hi. Yay. I'm popping my unpop cherry.
Yeah, you were on...
You unpopped your cherry.
Yeah, I'm unpopping my cherry.
You were on Listcast.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about guitar players.
And I would like to point out to anyone who's listened to that episode... Still passing a kidney stone, if you're wondering.
It hasn't come out yet.
In fact, they are going to put a camera up there and shoot it with lasers.
We're filming this. We could do it right
now.
Yeah,
we have a camera right here.
That is a very big camera.
It'll fit.
Yeah. And I do have to say that Wolf Lamp is made of lasers.
Well,
yeah.
All right.
So we'll just stuff him up there to take care of
that. That whole head is laser.
Okay. This is turning into a really weird version of Asteroids, is what I'm feeling is where it happens inside me.
Jeff, how have you been?
Great.
What have you been up to lately?
Well, you know, things have been going pretty well for me, actually.
Have they?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to hear about all that.
Well, I mean, you know, like, obviously we have the...
Hit it, Brett. You know, the hardest part of
this. I had to get a new battery in my car today.
Is the first few minutes.
Corroded.
Because I spend all that time... Was it corrosion?
Yeah.
Of conformity?
Asking everyone else what's going on in their life. When all I really want to do is talk about what I've been up to since last week.
Well,
that's why we call the segment This Week in Me. About to get really intense. Fucking love Corrosion of Conformity.
Me too.
That's one of those bands that everyone forgets. They're like, oh yeah,
fade it out.
Yeah. Not Corrosion this guy.
Oh yeah,
I have not stopped. Pepper's back with Corrosion. They're making a new album right now.
Oh, Peppa's back there with Corrosion, but on one side of the pool.
Good to see Peppa back in the fold. Welcome back, Peppa. So, how's it going?
All right.
What are we talking about this week? Black Mirror shit.
We are talking about Black Mirror shit.
You walked up to the building talking Black Mirror
shit. We did, Travis and
I. We sat in Jeff's car and just talked about Black Mirror for a while.
Because you can't park at my apartment until 5.
Yeah, it's like creeping out like we're trying to buy tickets at the door.
Also,
like it's the 80s.
I don't think Jeff and I have seen each other in person in close to a year. And we just sat down and just started talking about Black Mirror.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. It was like a Black Mirror episode.
Why haven't you seen each other in a year?
We've seen each other, I think.
No, buddy.
At one place.
No. Not for some time.
There's some history here. I don't know if people know. When Jeff did PUI that one time, the Performing Under the Influence show, and got super duper drunk.
Oh, man.
It was a bit of a mess.
He was supposed to stay at Travis's place. Yes.
But after watching him repeatedly try to break marble tile in the Hollywood...
I feel like I maybe broke some.
Yeah, I was just like, my wife and my dog are much more frail than those tiles. I don't think he should come back to my house.
I was like Daniel in the Karate Kid 2, cutting through chops and blocks of ice. All six!
You were... It was the most Jeff May way of possibly... having a meltdown. It was just absolutely self-punishment.
It was the perfect storm, though, because I had just been broken up with. It was like one
but
of those...
But that could have, at that
like
point...
like a record fourth time.
Right.
Yeah, right?
But at that time, that could have been any day. That could have been any day that year.
Yeah, that was a rough... a rough go. Any time in the best 3 years, maybe.
Okay, all right. Yeah, it was the fourth and final rose ceremony in that that relationship. Right?
No, it was the first.
That was the first.
It was the first.
She went back with you after that.
Well, no, she just friended me a while ago, and then was like, "I want. You know what? Let's do this." And then broke up with me after I got my car repossessed. That was her decision to be like. Oh,
this was also when you were out running and just people would hit you with their cars.
I did get hit by my car.
I remember that. Yeah, you had a rough go.
In my Life is Good, I was wearing a Life is Good shirt when I got hit by a car. And to be fair, like I didn't get hit by a car like Alex Schmidt got hit by a car where he was in the hospital. I just ended up on a girl's hood she was freaking out because she hit me. It wasn't like
how
terrible.
Did neither of us write a bit about Jeff that year?
I don't know.
I could have 10 minutes in my set right now just about Jeff's what was that, 2014?
My 2013. Into my 2014 was pretty rough.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then that's also when I started coming over to your house and found out that you live in front of the most horrifying statues in the world.
Wait. Which ones?
They're the like the family on bicycles.
Oh, yes.
That are screaming. Just screaming.
There's a running path that used to be like a train tracks or something like that. And then they
that's why the family is screaming. There's a train coming for them.
This here was a Henderson family. They were killed by the train before it got decommissioned.
Well, the Henderson family? Yeah. There hasn't been the Henderson family here for 30 years.
There hasn't been the old bronze Hendersons here in 45 years. Yeah, there does look like a family that's getting murdered.
Yeah. Like, to the point where I dropped you off one time and went, I got to go see that up close. Yeah. Like, I have to just go. And it's worse as you get up close.
And then, like, 10 minutes later, I see posts on like, Facebook. It's just like, look at this horrible family. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a bit.
It's been a little while.
You know who's seen you both recently? The NSA. How's that for a segue, guys?
What? What?
That was NASA? Such a strong segue.
Yeah. Stick to space, guys. Come on. You bunch of jokers.
I did know someone once who, for like the first 6 months that the NSA was really in the news, just completely thought it was NASA.
NASA, they just lost an A?
Yeah,
one day. Due to cutbacks, they had to lose a vowel?
Yeah, and one day we were talking about it, and they brought it up like, what? I just don't get what the space program has to do with surveillance. I was like, wait, what?
Satellites.
Yeah.
Duh. Yeah.
They have everything to do with it, but also nothing. Like, none of that. But, yeah, we're talking about surveillance. Not just surveillance today, but all the weird ways technology is being used against us, Jeff.
No, not counting my number one concern.
Yeah, we're not even talking about robots. We're not
talking about robots.
What's wrong with robots?
What?
What's wrong with you?
Yeah,
well, I'm
you're
not.
Mean, what's wrong if with you're robots? Not scared of robots, oh, you're not alive.
I'm not alive.
Oh shit! Maybe that's what it
that's
is.
That's what it is.
Oh shit!
See, I'm planning. This has been my whole life has been leading towards a robot because I'm not going to have a kid and I don't trust somebody to care about me that's going to be on a payroll. So I need a robot to take care of me.
You're going
to
have robotic patricide.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's always the good robots in the bad robot movies.
Yeah, but they're always aberrations. The good robots are never like the pluralization. It's always the one good robot.
Well, yeah, that's what
I'm saying. It's the one gizmo surrounded by the gremlins of robots.
I was going to say.
But if we all get a good robot.
Yeah, I'm going to get the Jackie Earl Haley robot. That's not the right. That's the wrong actor. Haley Joel Osment.
There you go.
I'm going to get the Haley Joel Osment.
Wouldn't it be great if Haley Joel Osment played
Freddy? I'm
going to
get the Jackie Earl Haley. I'm going to get the Jackie Earl Haley robot. I feel like that's a better robot. I feel
like whisper. I'm a robot. And I whisper, no. He was Sky Watchman. He was Rorschach.
I always go directly to little children.
Oh,
oh,
not bad news. Right.
Yeah, because little children.
Little children relaunched his career as a pedophile.
That scene. Yeah, that
was Nightmare on Elm Street too. He was a pedophile.
Technically,
he played Freddy. Yeah.
That scene where he's on the date and the woman is talking about what a great guy he is, and then looks over and he's just furiously masturbating. Oh. Is the craziest. Have you ever seen that movie?
No,
I haven't. But I've had dates like that. I have been
with little children.
Yes.
He was fantastic in Preacher, by the way. I don't know if you guys watched Preacher on AMC, but he was really fantastic in it. He was good.
So that's what we're scared of, is that Jackie Earl Haley
and can have an amazing.
Once the Jackie Earl singularity hits and they go online.
How can someone have that good of an act two of their career? It makes no sense.
So the NSA. Let's talk about the NSA.
All right.
The real one, not NASA. There's an article. This came out in 2014. It's on Slate. And the article is Every Scary Weird Thing We Know the NSA Can Do.
I did not care for this list.
It's, yeah.
Especially because it's also a two and a half year old
yeah,
list.
Yeah, since then, there's so much more they can do.
Yeah. That's the really terrifying part. They haven't probably kept the list updated, but some of the things
had it taken down because they could do that. They could go, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
There's probably been several more articles written like that. They're like, we're just going to give you the 2014 article and end of list that you get of our lists.
Yeah.
Google the guy who wrote that and see if you can find anything in the past.
I think Putin poisoned him. I don't think he's around anymore.
You're right.
I think he had sudden organ failure for unknown reasons.
Yeah.
That would not surprise me.
Apparently, he shot himself on a bridge. That's crazy.
Five times,
right?
Yeah.
Before he slit his wrist.
But he made phone calls afterwards. It's weird.
He fell on a knife 30 times. He was very clumsy.
One of the things that's on this NSA list, it just said track the number of both parties on a call as well as time and duration. But if you read that article, in 2013, this court order that the world had not been told about was made public. And basically Verizon, over the course of like 3 months, had to give over all of their phone call metadata to the NSA.
That's the data that only other data gets, right?
Yeah.
It really folds in on itself, yeah. David.
And it...
Jesus Christ.
Someone had to make that joke.
This is being filmed. Like, it's just three dudes cracking each other up with dumb jokes.
Oh, yeah. A podcast? Yeah. I've heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. At least people are laughing.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's
okay. Well, today we're going to talk about the NSA.
Oh,
and what the NSA can do.
Really troubling article out of Slate.
First, guys, could we just do a quick MailChimp mention? Just make sure people know about MailChimp.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Don't forget about Casper mattresses as well.
Like boxes that come to your house that are much bigger than you planned? Casper mattresses. It's like sleeping on something that was folded in a box.
Do you like cooking directly to the directions of something that was mailed to you?
Mm-hmm.
Try Blue
Apron.
Blue Apron.
Do you like a lot of waste? Try Blue Apron. You won't believe the amount of paper you get.
Yeah.
And boxes.
Brought to you by Loot Crate. Loot Crate, a thing that got out of hand. Loot Crate. It's like a blender in the background. Someone's just fucking around.
It's an Iron Man blender, though, because it was part of
the Loot Crate Iron Man. I remember I met those guys in like 2013 at WonderCon, and they had like just really started to be a thing, and they were just like handing out Loot Crates. And then the producer for the hashtag show that I was on, he's like, I'm just going to take those. We'll do something with those later. And I'm like, you mean keep them? Is that what we're going to do with them later? You're going to keep them?
He looted the Loot Crate.
Yes, good for Loot Crate, by the way, for being a thing. Good for them.
Good for them.
But back to how the NSA is going to destroy us.
Yeah, so this court order that they gave Verizon, it also barred Verizon from disclosing to the public that they asked for the information or that the court order even exists. And the call itself isn't included in the order. And because of that, they're able to classify the information as metadata, which doesn't require individual warrants to access.
That's the scary sentence right there.
Yeah, and they were able to do it because of a section in the Patriot Act called the business records section.
Mm.
And here's the thing. This is the kind of stuff we associate with the politicians we don't like, but this all...
Oh, no, don't say it.
Yeah, this
don't
is
you
all
say
Obama.
It. Oh!
This is all... There were two Democratic senators, Ron Wyden and Mark Udall, sent a letter to then Attorney General Eric Holder expressing their concerns over the business records section of the Patriot Act
is giving us the business.
The Patriot Act is this weird like legal cancer that like keeps coming back.
I've never heard someone say the Patriot Act in like a good way.
Yeah, hey,
no one's ever like...
That's because you're not at those like shadow meetings right. Where they're like, hey, how about that Patriot Act, huh?
The Gloominati,
yeah.
Where it's just the people trying to destroy the world.
Yeah, sitting there and like their faces are always covered in shadows for some reason.
The Patriot Act is the embodiment of our response as a country to 9/11.
But wasn't the Patriot Act drafted before 9/11?
Maybe like, some like of a the lot ideas, but
some,
that,
no, there were yeah, there
it
were
got pushed
parts
because
of
9/11, but like those ideas had already,
and it
been,
got greatly expanded because of 9/11.
Let's give it up for 9/11, everybody. Really making things happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I like that. You know, we still talk in this country like, oh, we don't want this country to be like in 1984, or we don't want it to be like communist Russia. It is. It already is.
Right.
Like, we have crossed that bridge.
Yeah, actually, we want it to be like the actual year, 1984. That's what we want it to be.
Yeah.
Reagan's like, still around, yeah. You know.
We're like the same thing, but with like our bread and circuses are way more accessible right now. Like,
like our we can bread and circuses.
Like we can stream the bread and circuses now, and so we're like, it's fine, it's fine. Spy on me while I watch Amazon.
There's no weird self-referential jokes inside a Billy Crystal stand-up special about what it's like to wait for oranges in our America.
Yeah,
that's what you're talking about. There's a weird reference I just made.
I'm into it.
Okay.
When those two senators sent that letter to Eric Holder, this was one of their quotes. There is now a significant gap between what most Americans think the law allows and what the government secretly claims the law allows.
That sounds like the trailer to a movie.
Yeah, yeah. We believe that most Americans would be stunned to learn the details of how these secret court opinions have interpreted the business records provision of the Patriot Act. We're so fucked, guys.
You know what? There's... I got to give credit. Keith Carey wrote this really great joke where he just said, you know how in the beginning of every dystopian sci-fi movie, there's like computer preface that tells you what happened?
Uh-huh.
He's like, we're living that right now. Like we're living in the words that preface
the
robot wars of the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
In 2001, the Patriot Act was
exactly.
Passed.
Uh-huh.
It is 2016.
My favorite dystopian movie is Robot Jocks.
There it is.
Where war has been declared illegal.
Yeah.
And so they just, countries just have giant robots fight each other for resources.
Robot Jocks is
war has been declared illegal.
Yeah.
And everyone's just like, oh, yeah. Okay.
And the best robot jock for America or whatever is left of America is supposed to be illiterate. He's just up from the streets fighting in robots.
Stupid robot.
Right. But then someone defaces a poster of him and writes coward on it, and he looks at it and gets sad. And you're like, you can't read that. You don't know what that says. Why are you upset?
I mean, maybe he just wanted his poster in mint condition.
Maybe.
What's the poster of Jimmy at 10? It's autographed by a coward.
Oh, God.
I have to see Robot Jocks.
Robot Jocks. Was that 86?
It's like 90.
Is it really?
It's like maybe 89,
good
90.
For them. It's like Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
It's like.
It is. Pacific it Rim. Is. And it's JOX. Robot JOX.
Well, of course. Yeah.
Because you're illiterate. Yeah. You can't spell jocks.
Well, because that's how jocks are spelled in the future. That's the future way of spelling jocks. Future, and then there's a big kind of Rocky moment. Where they've been fighting each other, and he's clearly fighting like a blonde Russian guy. It's very Rocky. And he goes, I'm going to get in this thing, and I'm going to kick your ass.
Whoa.
Take it easy,
Rob. Pretty great. It's pretty great.
So that's harsh language. Mm-hmm. That was swears back then.
Well, he's illiterate. He doesn't know it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what
he's up from the streets. He's up from the streets.
You don't read language rules in... Well, I guess you can. I guess
no, he doesn't know. English he has no idea. See?
Man, them streets are just making...
Making big, tough robot fighters.
Street toughs.
Yeah.
That's what we...
Put them in robots. That's what the NSA is going to do.
Like that, yeah, absolutely. So the... What were you going to say?
No.
You son of a bitch. I really wanted to hear it.
Nope.
You had something. I felt there was something.
Yeah, it was coming.
Nah.
No?
Nope.
I could recount another robot jock scene if you like. I could keep spoiling that tidbit.
We should just keep going into like humans and robot live action stuff. You guys remember Real Steel? Remember when Wolverine?
Yeah. Oh, you mean the Rock'em Sock'em Robot, the movie?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
And then that's the movie that got Hugh Jackman his star because they needed to promote the shit movie. So they bought him a star.
I thought it was the Hungry Hungry Hippos movie he did to follow it.
So that
Lake Daddy the movie.
So that NSA court order, that's one thing on the list of things the NSA can do.
Yeah, that list is, I mean, it's what, 20 deep, if not more?
Yeah, hack Chinese phones and text messages, set up fake internet cafes. That was fascinating. At the G20 summit, I guess there's like a British sister organization to the NSA.
Like MI6?
Yeah, it is, I believe, actually part of MI6. It's called the Government Communications Headquarters. And
well, they're not good at names.
No, they're not. And at the G20 summit, they set up fake internet cafes so they could spy on delegates to the G20 summit and like hack their emails and
that's
shit.
So funny. At a summit.
Yeah, oh. Yeah.
I mean... We do stuff like that here in this country. There we
oh yeah, I mean we like it was like a joint operation.
But I mean, at Comic-Con, we made homeless people hotspots. That's a real thing we did.
Yeah.
We just hired the homeless people to wear, like,
they were paid well for that too.
Yeah, like they walk around, like, and help people get on their phone during Comic-Con.
Yeah,
don't have live in a box. Why don't you wear this box around your neck so somebody can post on Facebook?
Yeah,
yeah.
I think they gave, didn't they give them like $150 a piece or something like that?
I mean,
like, and if you paid extra for your Comic-Con ticket, you could fire them the next day.
Yeah,
yeah.
Part of the VIP experience.
Just there it is.
Give me that technology back. Get to your
give me that thing, person who's not a person.
Back to your hovel.
Yeah.
And don't touch my mint and package things.
Don't mess with my stuff that's mint on card.
Oh, the NSA. Can spy on foreign leader cell phones, tap underwater fiber optic cables.
Which that one to me, like underwater, like what are they doing? How are they getting there?
They're going underwater.
Oh my God.
They're going underwater,
Jeff. But that's like... That's like some spy shit.
How'd the cables get there?
It
was like what Iron Man was doing in the beginning of the Avengers when we saw him underwater doing the...
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Yeah,
I'm so sorry. Okay.
Remember?
Nope.
It's a guy in a robot suit.
Oh, I like robots.
There you go.
Yeah.
Robots are great.
See, I told you.
I mean, it's more of like a mech suit than a robot suit.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Man.
Is he fighting for world resources because war has been declared illegal?
I mean, kind of.
Then I don't care if it's only kind of.
That's fair.
Another terrifying thing that's on that list, access your email, chat, and web browsing history. What that is, the NSA has this kind of version of Google that just has all our shit in it.
Dude, so even when I hit clear history,
yeah.
They still got it.
Yeah, your history goes somewhere first.
They know what I'm watching.
Where it's saved. So if someone looks at your computer, it's gone, but the NSA can still activate it.
But my wife doesn't know.
No, unless she works for the NSA, which you might never know.
I would never know.
You would never know.
She is gone
like,
a lot.
This could be like I work for the phone company.
Yeah. She does go to like weird Eastern Bloc countries a lot for no real reason.
Why did you tango with Tia Carrera in Czechoslovakia? That's weird. Hello, honey. I'm a bodybuilder that sells computers. I've covered in bullet scars and holes.
And they have a little tiny dog that I take for walks.
Look at this, clearly.
Look at this Jack Russell Terrier to make me look even bigger.
I'm a giant man living in Washington, D.C. Clearly, I'm selling computers. God damn. Like, that's such a good movie, but the premise of like, yo, do you not see your husband?
Any premise.
Yeah.
I do love that movie, though.
Okay, but Jingle All the Way. Also, ridiculous premise.
Because Sinbad...
Because Sinbad can't, because if your dad has that accent and he's that big and he shows up dressed as the main hero that you're in love with, and you'd go, well, that's not how that character talks, and only my dad talks that way, that must be my dad.
I am the hero.
Then he has to go, Dad? Yes, Jamie, it's me, Turbo Man.
Turbo. Only one person says it like that, you idiot. Turbo.
You're going to grow up and be Darth Vader, and then no one will ever see you again.
You'll disappear. You'll be in Life as a House. It's a good movie.
No, that's a different Darth Vader.
Oh, totally different.
That's a totally different one.
Which one was he then? Was it James Earl Jones was in there?
Hit it, Brett.
Sorry.
Holy shit.
That was good. That was a good little bit, though.
Yeah, we got a little off track. That's fine.
It's all right. It's what we're all about here, getting spied on. The NSA heard us. By the way, we've set NSA enough that they're listening.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely recording all of this. Edward Snowden, with that Google program they have is called X Key Score. Edward Snowden claims that if they know as much as just your email address, they can use that program to wiretap your phone.
That's all they need.
That's all they need. And if they... If they use it on a person who lives in the United States, they have to get a warrant. But they don't need a warrant if they know like your email address, your IP address, any of that. As long as they have identifying information they can plug in, they can just use it against anybody.
Why aren't we all just afraid all the time?
Yeah, I feel like...
Amazon.
Oh.
Hulu.
Mm.
Netflix.
Mm.
Yeah.
New Star Wars movie coming out every year.
We had a president we weren't scared of.
I'm going to ruin your lives, and you won't care, because I'm cool, and I can shoot hoops.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was.
Yeah, he, a smooth guy can get a lot of stuff done.
Yeah. Thanks, Obama. really set us up nicely for this Trump administration.
There it is.
Should be.
So what you're telling me is that Trump was the hidden Obama the whole time.
Black Mirror.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. There's a Black Mirror episode about that.
Yeah.
Right?
Turns out that we were all Obamas, just different versions.
Oh, my God.
We see Obamas. But in reality, they're Trumps. But we've been hardwired to view all it's the Trumps as Obamas.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
It's those implants. So, yeah, the NSA is fucking terrifying.
And then what was the difference between the NSA and PRISM? Remember PRISM?
Yeah, I think PRISM was also a program, wasn't it?
But it was also like a data mining thing. Like, yeah, they kept building giant buildings to put terabytes of things into.
Yeah, it was a surveillance program that was also under the NSA.
God damn it.
And it collects stored internet communications based on demands made to internet companies such as Google under Section 702 of the FISA Amendments Act of 2008, which, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
It's all even, shit.
The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
Like, you'll black out by the time you get to the actual source because it's such a fucking mind. Like, you're going down such a deep rabbit hole.
And the more you search for it, the more they're taking that shit that you're. Oh, look at this. Put the flags up. This guy's looking.
We gotta wake up from the Matrix, you guys. I'm telling you. Follow the white rabbit.
Mm. Yeah, we really do. Ugh. So, yeah, the NSA. That's one of the things that's happening.
I have a huge concern now because, like, I don't. What would the NSA, like, would they answer to Trump or would they just dig a ton of shit on Trump? And, like, what do you think?
They could
be
their own shadow government.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, who controls the information?
Like, it's
the world.
Not impossible that if there was some kind of coup to overthrow Trump at some point, which, God, we're going to need it someday.
Well, NSA, you were listening now, so.
Well, what I'm saying, I wouldn't be surprised if there was, like, at some point in the future, maybe not even in the United States, but I wouldn't be surprised if somewhere there's a coup that's mostly computer-based. Like, someone, because we're going to talk about ransomware.
Holy shit, Patriot Games, but it's Tron. Right?
Exactly.
Patronite Games.
Patronite.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah, we'll talk about it out in post. Let's put it on the parking lot for now. Yeah, they. I forgot what I was talking about.
A coup with computer.
Yeah.
I could see computer.
Oh,
yeah, that's exactly right.
Right,
yeah, or just computer coup is fine.
Or computer,
yeah,
just because.
Okay, computer.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Have you ever read Clickhole did a like 10-year. Anniversary, or I don't know, maybe it wasn't 10-year, but they did like a retrospective article about OK Computer, and it's Clickhole, so it's like the Onion's website. And at one point, they have this fake interview with Tom York, and he goes, "You know, the idea behind the album was if you take the guitars away and just hand everything to a computer and go, OK Computer, let's see what you got."
That's not the one with him crying next to pipes. That's Kid Amnesiac or whatever, right?
Kid A,
right? Yeah. Or whatever.
I feel like that is OK Computer.
Is that the one where it's just a sad man and pipes?
Probably. Sounds like somebody. Aren't they all?
No, they used to play guitars and it sounded kind of cool.
Yeah, I suppose.
I like Idiotech. I like that song and it's very non.
Yeah, that's great.
Guitar based.
Kid A is a great album, but. Yeah, it's also.
I'm clearly a huge fan. I can't even know the name of their album.
You know, yeah. I'm like, hey, I like Radiohead. They're like, tell me to him. Like, isn't one of them about bending? Yeah. Is that one?
Like, what's the one where he was like, hey, I'm weird and so are you. Let's be friends.
My head's a radio.
They had that creep song as a TLC cover. Covered a TLC song.
I'm Raymond and everybody loves me. I like Radiohead.
Why does everybody like my brother so much?
My brother's tall. Look at him.
Bah, he's playing with the computer again.
I read about sports. My mom's overbearing. I got to make music about it.
You have no chin. Why don't you talk about how you have no chin?
How can I play the violin? I don't even have a chin. What is happening? This is
We are.
Oof, this is going off the rails like that ghost train in Burbank.
This is way off the rails. That's fine. We're almost to comments.
Look, we've gotten through an eighth of what we wanted to get through.
Yeah, it happens sometimes.
Look, man, surveillance is happening.
Here's the thing. You can see everything we wanted to get through, because now when we post these with these podcasts, we're posting the notes from them online.
Oh, great.
So people can find the links
and
go back and
find out your own information.
Read the actual stories and do some of the work
People are going to be like, we don't need to listen anymore. I can just do my own research.
You ever post that stuff on the Facebook?
We do sometimes on the old Facebook.
You ever notice on your phone on the Facebook? Sometimes it's like, you're back home. You ever had Facebook tell you that?
Oh,
yeah.
It's really creepy.
I've never had that. I can't make heads or tails of who it decides to tell me is nearby.
Oh, that's weird too.
Because I'll be like, I would.
It's whoever you've masturbated to.
Oh, let's check.
Like when I was on the Portugal the Man tour, it would every few days say Zach Carruthers is nearby. And I'm like, yeah, he's right over there. So are 15 other people I'm Facebook friends with. What the fuck is happening?
They must be checking in. It must be someone that checks in to near where you are.
I don't know. I feel like they're just going, hey, we're watching.
Yeah.
Because if we know where Zach is,
we know where you are. And there's, look at all this information you gave us willingly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't even have to trick you.
Have it.
Yeah.
I do have like a Google survey app. Just you take a survey every once in a while. They deposit like a quarter or like 30 cents into your Google account. But like I'll leave the post office. Like I left the post office the other day and they're like, you have a new survey. And then it's like, hey, what places have you visited recently? And it's like Lowe's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, the United States Post. And I'm like, I was just there. You know I was just there.
Yeah, it's the exact branch you were at. Yeah. Well, that's weird.
Yeah. And I was just like, well, we know which one you're going for, okay? Survey thing. Give me my 33 cents, and I will tell you that I waited in line 5 to 15 minutes.
I love that you're like, I know what you're doing, but I'll take the 33 cents. I'm going to take it.
I got to get those extra lives in Cookie Jam. They're not free, you know?
Yeah, yeah. They don't give those Cookie Jam lives away. You playing any Cookie Jam there, Travis Clark?
I'm not.
Into the jam? Any jamming?
I'm not doing any Cookie Jam or jamming.
With jamming.
Snap of the bass.
I haven't played any.
Big time.
I was playing I was playing the Iron Maiden game for a while.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, the Legends of the Beast or something like that.
that sounds so awesome.
Yeah.
It's a game?
Yeah, Legacy of the Beast. That's what I was playing.
I want to play that.
Yeah, you get to be all kinds of different versions of Eddie and you fight other horrible things.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did you know the Iron Maiden font is public domain?
That's why
it's on our shirts.
Aha!
Yeah.
Mm.
That is not Eddie, though.
That's Freddy.
We've never named that
it
guy.
It should be Freddy.
That's Ron.
Yeah, I do like Ron or Don or something.
Yeah, like some
like
kind
that.
Of a name of like some shitty dude.
Yeah.
This is Bill. This is Bill the Demon.
Rick the Demon.
Yeah. Hi, this is Rick Demon coming into you hot 108.6.
Going to give out free passes to Legacy of the Beast.
Make sure to tune in to Unpopular Opinion on your FM dial.
Do you have enough Ironite to make it to the final level?
There's so many. Like, I only play that Cookie Jam game because...
What is Cookie... Okay, I will admit...
It's Candy Crush.
But there's cookies and jam?
There's a French panda that yells things at you.
There's a French panda. Because you know how panda bears are from France.
Right. And they make cookies.
And they're chefs.
Right.
International chefs.
Yeah, they're really good at coming up with food.
Right.
And so, like, if you make...
Horrible at reproducing, though.
Yeah.
That is their main problem.
Well, that's because they're too busy in the kitchen.
Yeah.
C'est bon.
But it's like, c'est bon.
Pandas can't have it all. It's either career or family. You have to pick one.
Ooh la la.
Ooh, c'est bon. C'est magnifique. Anyway.
Merde.
Oh my God, this panda's getting pretty saucy. But I know there's so many like Marvel and Star Wars games. I'm like, I'll die if I play one of those games because I'll just be like addicted.
But a panda making cookies.
I can turn my back on a panda making cookies. I know I could step away, but technology, it's very Black Mirror. You know? I'm living in the Star Wars fantasy.
I love that you're like... I could walk away from this. This is like the scene in Heat. Yeah. Never be so invested you can't walk away. You can 30 seconds.
I can walk away from Cookie Jam, but Star Wars Legacy or whatever game they have on there can't do it.
I couldn't do it with that damn Iron Maiden game. I gave them so much money.
Oh,
I was just I will buy more things. Just let me be this version of Eddie.
Oh, you were like an 8-year-old playing one of those games.
Wow.
My wife's like, why do we have $40 in charges? on this game. And I went, because I wanted to be Grim Reaper Eddie, and the only way I could do it was to buy enough soul spheres.
Oh, there's a Black Mirror episode about that.
I'm sure she understood after that.
Yeah, no. She was still pretty mad.
Weird. Yeah, they get mad about stuff.
Yeah,
like
they
that.
Do.
So, what things should we talk about next?
Let's talk about drones.
Drones,
because drones Baltimore. Are a thing. Because here's the thing about drones is that they are both a thing that people are using to destroy the planet, like to like bomb the shit out. And right. It's also like a thing you can get at Toys R Us.
Yeah, I have one the size of a half dollar.
Like that to me, like I'm a little that they freak me out a little bit. I also like when people shoot them. When someone's flying a drone over their property and someone just blasts it with a shotgun.
Have you ever seen that like Ren Faire video where someone's flying a drone?
Okay, neither a drone nor a shotgun should be at a Ren Faire.
They shot it down with an arrow, my lord.
Oh
my God, that's so awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty.
Tonight we feast on metal guts.
what beeth this dragon? Someone's so... this wyvern.
Hey, Kent, we all know it's a drone, okay? Just admit that it's a drone. You had a good shot. You've been working at the archery range. Good job. Now go back to the mead booth and sell the turkey legs.
Verily, this doth be
Jesus
wyvern.
Jesus Christ,
be.
We have to stop getting people from the local theater.
Oh,
this
yes.
is the worst.
Yes, thou shalt never break character.
Oh, my God.
Is there anybody here who will challenge me?
Oh, man. Then the drone explodes. Yeah.
This guy gets like,
"My lord, my lord, I doth need my insulin shot in order to continue my shift."
Verily, that not beeth a thing here.
What magic be this?
'Tis sorcery. They burn the guy alive. You killed Kent.
Ren Faire sound great.
Yeah, they sound amazing.
You know what? There was a movie that was on Netflix that was like a LARPing movie, but like it got like someone got murdered and it got like super dark and fucked up.
Not the Tom Hanks movie where he can't remember.
No, but that's great, right? No, there was something that was like LARPing, but like somebody got
I'm talking
jealous.
Of course of Castaway, that movie, famous movie where he goes and he plays Dungeons and Dragons on an island with a beach ball for
a bored FedEx employee. yeah, but man, LARPing.
So some people murdered some people in a LARPing
movie?
Yeah,
like the movie, it was just like, but it was like really fucking terrifying, like creepy, but it was like a really good movie.
But was it a documentary?
No. It was like a...
Are we going to a Ren Faire together? Because I feel like we should all go
I feel
Ren
like we
Faire.
Should.
I want to go to a Ren
we
Faire.
We should take your nickel-sized drone.
Yeah! And see what they
Hit
do.
That with your arrow, fuckface.
We should go to like a Ren Faire / Highland Games hybrid, you know?
I want to go as Bill and Ted. Like, I've always wanted to go to a Ren Faire as Bill and Ted.
Or a Civil War reenactment.
Dressed up like a just Civil War.
There used to be a group of like Trekkies who would go to a Ren Faire and they acted like they beamed down to a primitive planet.
God damn. It's the most beat upable experience I can possibly imagine.
Right, but who do you root for?
Yeah.
Like you're
me flipping my JFK coin to figure out what I'm going to do. Talk about the history of why
1347. No, but I feel like you just go, you're all fags, and you're just punching all of them is what I think is what you do.
Yeah, it'd be so great. I'd be like, oh, these are my melee weapons with my fists.
You just see a Trek guy flying one way, a guy in a damn, I don't know, chainmail outfit going the other way. Yeah,
I've always wanted to go to like a LARPing thing where everyone's dressed in like the armor, but you show up dressed like the Warriors, baseball bats and chains. Some guy's got a cardboard sword and you're fucking beating him with a chain wrapped around your hand.
This is too easy.
Come on, play.
Bunch of guys dressed up like baseball players with the paint on their face, beating some poor computer tech. Just wanted to hang out for the weekend.
I would check that out.
I would go see. I would at least live stream that. I would
That'd be great,
I'd look
right?
that up, and then I'd be on a watch list because.
Oh yeah, for yeah, sure. Yeah.
Jeff May's going live on Facebook. What's he? Oh my God!
Oh, it's gonna be a murder. It's definitely gonna be a murder.
Just,
can you drink that water any louder?
You can fix it in post.
No, I cannot.
I'm just gonna keep saying that. There you go.
So drones,
right?
Yeah, drones. How about those drones?
This is going to go down as one of the best episodes, I guarantee you.
In August 2016, Bloomberg Business Week ran a huge article about how Baltimore had been running this secret drone surveillance program.
This feels like the episode of, like... Season 6 of The Wire. This is where they would
wireless.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's terrifying. They have this drone. It has
why did they let McNulty back on the force?
Well, didn't somebody land a drone down on Skid Row and like it had a camera on, like people were like shooting at it because like they were like flying it by all the drug
in Baltimore
dealers.
Or here in
here
town?
In LA and like you could see the cop being like, "What the fuck are you doing?" Like on the camera of the drone, like the guy got his drone and this guy's like, "People are gonna kill you if you don't get out of here." There's so you can look it up. It's somewhere. Do like drone Skid Row or something like that.
And it's just going to be Sebastian Bach singing 18 in Life. You got it. Drone. To a drone.
But it's going to be a drone singing 18 in Life.
Singing in Life, you got it. We're not going to live that long.
Or like Uber for wedding parties. You need a band. You just order up the drone Skid Row. Look, I'm rock 18 in Life for you. Just 18 in Life, though.
That's it. That's the only one they know. Yeah.
Don't what go else? Away mad, not happening.
Yeah. Slave to the grind? No, you're not going to get that one.
Not from Drone Skid Row, pal.
Sebastian Bach's like a huge Punisher fan, and I always thought that was really
Sebastian
sad.
Robach.
Hey! Sebastian Robot Jocks.
All right.
That is where in the future war has been declared illegal, and everyone gets inside different Sebastian Bachs, and they fight each other to the hits of Skid Row.
The hit of Skid Row.
Hit. No, they had the Youth Gone Wild. They had a couple of songs. Yeah.
Skid Row was cool. They were all right.
And then for a while, he was doing one-man shows, and I think he tried to be Jesus Christ Superstar for a while.
Wasn't he in Phantom of the Opera, too?
I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah.
He does like being famous, so he would do whatever it would take, I believe.
So the last thing we'll talk about, there was some other stuff like
printers. There were drones in Baltimore.
There were drones in Baltimore. The police for months had this drone that could scan a 30 square mile area continuously and transmit real-time images to analysts on the ground.
And it flew around for like 10 hours at a time, right?
10 hours at a time.
How
and they
do you
also
get that drone?
They also stored those videos so they could go back and review them. They got it through a private donor.
Damn.
There's a company.
Cal Ripken.
See, here's the thing. You picture this when they say that it was piping surveillance back to analysts on the ground, and you picture this big control center with like screens and shit. But this drone came from a company called Persistent Surveillance Systems. And when you buy one of their drones, they just send a dude out to like monitor it. And they show a picture of him, and he just looks like he looks like a cop in one of those 70s movies doing like a stakeout where they just sit in an empty room all fucking day hating themselves.
That guy was a cop, and he shot a kid, and they put him on drone duty until he was ready to go back.
Hard
into the,
drinking. Yeah. You know what's funny?
You're on drone duty, okay, until the psychologist says you're all right to get back on the street.
He shot a kid with his drone. You have an office drone job now. It's funny because that mirrors the Ed 209 concept from RoboCop of like, yeah, we'll try this out with the police force, and if they like it, maybe we can get a military contract.
Yeah. So are we close to reanimating a dead cop and putting robo legs on him?
Oh, yeah, I hope it's the guy from The Wire, though.
So. Oh, McNulty!
Robo McNulty.
He just has a flask that keeps coming out of his leg, and it's just nonstop drinking. Dead or alive, my liver's not staying with me.
Oh, how great would it be if they rebooted The Wire with robots?
Right.
Robo-Wire.
The Wired.
The Wired?
The Wired. Oh, that's a show I'd
watch. On board.
Hampton Yacht does a really great bit about how RoboCop would be a really bad undercover cop. It's a really great. I don't know if I think he might have abandoned it, but I loved it so much. Cause he's like, "What's wrong with your friend?" He's like, "What?" Clang, clang, clang. I think he's wearing a wire. I'm made of wires. Oh, so good.
Oh. So the last thing we will talk about is ransomware.
Oh, that was freaky.
That's right.
That is freaky.
Ransomware.
That's very Black Mirror.
Yeah, very
much.
I don't
see color in mirrors. They're just reflective.
Okay.
All right.
We wish you would.
Thank you.
That's fine.
By the way, this is the Black Mirror.
Yeah, we actually just found that out recently. Yeah.
Blank I pointed at my phone, by the way, for anybody.
Watch the stream next time.
Or it could also be a television screen. That's the Black Mirror. Didn't mean to blow your mind.
Boom.
Like Sebastian Bach in a robot. Blowing your mind. Still wearing a Punisher.
Sebastian Robocock Bach.
Robocock. Huh?
Robocock.
Robocock.
Just the cock part of him has been roboticized.
And it's a drone.
And it's a drone. The whole thing and together. It flies off, has sex with groupies, and comes back. He's on stage singing 18 in Life the whole time.
At the Ren Fair. Yeah. This whole thing. And they're all Polish groupies.
Right.
So the whole
And the
episode
NSA has been watching all of this.
Now this is a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah, we really brought that back around.
One of those like Christmas special ones where like three stories.
And really, John Hamm is controlling Sebastian Robotcock the whole time.
Hit it, John Hamm. Oh. He's been in the engineer chair the whole time. Oh yeah, John Hamm's here.
Lower your voice.
Did you ever watch the increasingly poor decisions of Todd Margaret?
No, I never really did.
John Hamm is on that show.
Oh, great.
And he's like the butler to this really rich kid. And he's just like always getting abused by this kid. And then you find out he is John Hamm. Like no, at the end there, he's like, shut up, John Hamm. So John Hamm is taking this job as a, you
good
get
stuff.
It.
Yeah. That's good
you
stuff.
You get it. So
ransomware.
Ransomware. Yeah, let's talk about this quick. Then we got to get out of here. So ransomware is basically, it's like a type of virus, like a type of computer virus, except it locks your shit up. You can't access your files or whatever it's targeting until you pay a ransom to get it back. It's like kidnapping.
Yeah, but there was that one story about, what was it, the Austrian hotel?
Yeah, there was a hotel in Austria where these hackers broke in and they were able to take over the key-making system at this 4-star hotel in Austria, and they only restored access to it after the hotel paid them $1,600
that must have been
Bitcoin.
Wow.
Yeah, that's like two Bitcoins.
Yeah, they're shooting way low.
And they're probably like, oh yeah, Terry at the front desk has those. We'll just send you a couple of those.
We actually give our customers Bitcoins back.
How crazy is it? Like the whole concept of Bitcoin auction. Like, I don't mean to like divert, but like that whole concept just freaks me out a little bit.
The name's a bit of a misnomer. I didn't know how much they were worth. Like, I think Bitcoin, I'm like, oh, it's like 50 yeah. cents or something.
Like $890.
Yeah, because I was like, hey, does anybody have a Bitcoin I can have? I just want to see what they're like. And someone's like, yeah, they're worth like $900. And I went, my offer still stands. I would like the Bitcoin, please. One. Yeah.
This won't be the coolest sentence I ever say, but there's a really good episode of The Good Wife about Bitcoin.
Is Juliana Margulies sassy about it?
You know, a lot of people in the cast are really sassy about it.
Okay.
It's one of those episodes of The Good Wife. The one with a bunch of sassy female leads.
Isn't that every?
I fucking love that show.
Is it Designing Women or something?
It's good. It's a good show. I'm like almost.
You do not cross a sugar baker woman.
I love Designing Women too.
I never watched it. I kind of like want to go back and watch it.
It's like Golden Girls. It's just really well written and funny.
Yeah.
Good jokes.
So, Designing Women, now robots.
So, these ransomware, it took over Designing Women, made them really racist towards the dude from Mannequin.
Right.
the dude from Mannequin.
That's who it was.
I know. It's just so funny.
Wait, that's who that was?
Yeah, Meshach Taylor.
I love you know his real name, but saying dude from Mannequin is really kind of a more...
It really encompasses the whole experience.
Yeah. Hollywood something in Mannequin was his name.
Yeah, Hollywood... Yeah.
Jones?
I don't know,
don't
but...
Don't be racist. Don't immediately go to Jones.
Jackson, Washington, what?
At least go Smith first or something.
So sorry.
Smith? Washington?
Black?
Oh, man.
Oh, we have a good time.
But ransomware, that's not a new thing, though, is it?
No, it's just, I think, becoming more prevalent. Because it's the kind of thing that you have to download something. So you have to be internet stupid, kind of, for it to happen.
Well, then I love that they keep tricking police departments. Like,
yeah.
That was the one of the stories you also had was like...
Yeah, an entire police department in Licking County, Ohio.
But also...
I wonder what they were looking up in Licking County that got them.
And how did you land on them? Because if it was someone... Because
someone's like, dude, these kids are called Licking County.
You know what?
Let's take over their cameras.
Because if it's someone from Licking County, just find the one person in town who knows how to do that. Because there's not going to be many.
I bet it's like one of those communities that really like fucked up and voted for the wrong person. Like, fuck, this is the one county that gave Ohio to fucking Trump.
But they also ransomwared the Washington, D.C. police's surveillance cameras for the inauguration.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, it's not. Don't.
But they had to go and like reboot every camera in person.
That's, yeah, yeah. Because like, they were like, we're not paying you. We're just gonna, we'll put up new
we're
cameras.
We're just
going
to keep
rich.
Sending people out to reboot the cameras.
See these homeless people? We spend no money on them.
They're
we
all
can
hot,
reboot all
and
of
they're
it.
All hot spots.
We'll have them reboot the cameras. They'll just tell us what they saw. Hey, what'd you see, crazy guy?
Put your ransomware on one of them. Poor homeless people.
Jesus.
So we don't have comments to read because we're this is because
we did a good job today.
We did a good
it's
job.
A good episode.
And also we're recording the other episode. The episode before this hasn't been recorded yet. We're going out of order.
This goes what? I would never know.
Unless I
seems,
told you.
It seems seamless.
You're out of order. This whole damn system's out of order.
No more robot jocks.
I'd actually like
more. War is legal again. That's how out of order this is.
War is made illegal.
That explains that line. Isn't that line from, what is it, the Jack Nicholson and Tom Cruise?
You can't handle the truth?
Yeah. That what,
Few Good Men?
Yeah, isn't that the whole...
War is legal again? I don't think that's
that explains why they're all in the courtroom. You know, I never saw the movie, I'm going to be honest.
It seems it's also a very successful Broadway play. But, you know, you're not a cultured person, and we know that about you.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry, what?
Nothing.
Okay. It's nothing. It's fine. All right. We should probably get out of here. Do we have anything to plug? Travis, do you have anything to plug?
I am performing on Mint on Card this Friday, February 10th in Burbank at Blast from the Past with Mr. Jeff May. It's his
boo.
Show. Boo that I'm performing or boo that Jeff May is, has a
oh,
show?
Oh, Jeff May.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, why would you do that to me?
And also, you can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Travis Clark, MR, Travis Clark, no E. That's not the name. That sounds, that's very confusing. It's MRTRAVISCLARK.
It's EMARE.
No, 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 no. It's just follow me at NSA. That's the best way to get in touch with me.
At Real Donald Trump.
At POTUS45.
Should we Iron Giant someone? Should we? We've never. Have we ever Iron Gianted Trump?
Yeah, we did once. Yeah.
Well, you we convince him he's not a gun?
Did you see Sean Spicer's Venmo?
Yeah.
How great was that? Sean Spicer has like a public Venmo account where you can just request money from him. He denied $15 to me this morning.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, I know. For Tammy on Blu-ray.
That's pretty good.
Right. Yeah, that's great. Also, where are you shopping for Blu-rays? That's really cheap. That's a good deal.
You know, Best Buy cuts a good deal.
Do they?
Yeah.
Also,
yeah,
Tammy, not the most in-demand Melissa McCarthy title.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see
I think
that.
Any Melissa McCarthy movie would be a good thing to request money for from Sean Spicer.
No, I got you.
It's a good move. I like that.
What do you have to plug, you piece of shit?
Today's date right now is when are we going up?
Oh.
No. I mean the when we're publishing.
Oh, it will be the 15th.
Okay. So
oh, then never mind what I said about performing.
You should
show.
Have seen Travis Clark on Mint on Card.
I was great. 10th.
It was unbelievable.
Talked all about my kidney stone. People were...
It was the rage.
Yeah.
It was all the rage.
Yeah. Now everyone's having kidney stones because of how good it was.
Yes. March 10th, Mint on Card in beautiful Burbank, California, at Blast from the Past. Rivers Langley, Josh Sargent is going to be on there. Ahmed Barucha, Hannah Ganson, Ahmed Weinberg, and Anna Valenzuela. It's going to be a packed show of good times. And who knows what fun drop-ins will be there. I said who knows what fun drop-ins will be there.
Oh, yeah. No, it's fine. Darkest Hour, March 10th. Come to that. That's a thing that I'll be at. Castle Wolfen Show, I'll be at February 22nd, I believe. Come see me tell jokes and then sing karaoke. That'll be good times. Okay. And, you know, subscribe to our podcasts on connectpal.com/unpopularopinion. Buy me and Jeff's album, Gift of the Magi, Dose, on cdbaby.com. And, you know, leave us good reviews on iTunes, things like that.
Yeah, you know.
Ratings, subscribe on YouTube, follow us on Twitter, do all the shit.
Punch Nazis.
Do all the fucking things you're supposed to be doing as fans of this podcast. God damn it.
Carry your weight.
Son of a bitch, I'm tired of doing this all by myself.
We're going to get the NSA after your asses.
Yeah, we really are. All right, let's get out of here.
I'm going to go see Robot Jocks.
Travis, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Jeff, say goodbye.
You get the Robot Jocks rookie card. Jim and Ted, folks.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.